Right now, though, in studio, we're joined by a couple of gentlemen who are putting together a terrific event to benefit muscular dystrophy on the 23rd over at Penobscot Ice Arena as we're dropping the puck on muscular dystrophy. Evan Netto with us in studio. Nice to see you, Mr. Netto.
Nice to see you, Mr. Kimball.
Who survived my class all those years ago.
A couple of years ago, a little bit more hair on the top of the head, I think.
Yours or mine?
Yeah. Both. Maybe both.
I had it. It was just a different color back then. And also joining us, Mike Mousseau is here. Mike, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
The inspiration for this event that's coming up at Penobscot Ice Arena on the 23rd, Mike, your son Tommy, who all of us in Brewer know, and Tom's legend extends beyond the city of Brewer, a terrific young man who had muscular dystrophy and never let that impact his energy, his love of life, and his love of people. For all of us who knew him in Brewer, and I'm going to tear up just talking about him, but just such an incredible young man.
Well, thank you very much. We're awfully proud of Tom and the life that he lived and the things that he did, the people that he touched is real special.
Well, and he packed a lot of living into those years, and everybody he touched remembers him and thinks of him fondly, and everybody's got a Tom story as well.
They do. They're kind of fun to hear now. I didn't want to hear all the details years ago, but it's okay now.
Well, it's a family show, so we'll get right there. And you were friends with Tommy, of course, and knew him very well for a whole lot of years, Evan.
Yes, I met him in seventh grade and right through high school, eating lunch, going to visit him, showing up to our games and supporting us, and just all of our friends flocked to him, and he flocked to us, and it was just a really special friendship that we developed over the years, and just the lessons he taught us all to love life with whatever cards you have in hand, and incredible. So we're just living on the memory right now, making sure he's never forgotten. And this year, we're just pushing all out, all forward.
And one of his passions, huge passions, was sports, especially the Boston area teams, but sports in general.
Yes, that's right. That's right. The Red Sox was his favorite passion, and he got to go to at least three games, and that was fun. And we had the first time that he went to Fenway Park, the Firefighters Union of Bangor and Brewer both sponsored to get him there, and that was just fantastic.
Well, tell me a little bit about this event. What was the spark? What was the idea, Evan, that said, we need to play a little hockey game to honor Tom?
Well, as you know, I'm a hockey guy, and as we talked about earlier, I got a face for hockey, so a face for radio as well. But I think the guys on our team knew Tom well. I've got a brother and a lot of tight friends that had all visited Tom, known Tom. And it was the only thing I could really think of in love of him and in memory of him to kind of go to. A lot of connections in the community, and the hockey community around here is just, you know, it's a big family. So it was a great avenue. Thank you to the Penobscot Ice Arena for donating the ice time so that the money can go towards muscular dystrophy, which is the cause that we're supporting, as well as memory of Tom. And it was just a great avenue for his love of sports, our love of him, to all come together. It just made sense.
So your team, you play on the Heroes team.
I play on the Heroes team, yep.
And I know some of your teammates, maybe?
You probably would. You have a couple graduates from Brewer Middle School as
very
well.
Very nice.
There, yes.
Good,
yep.
Good. And you're going against Mike's team, huh?
Yeah, I work at the Maine Air Guard, and there's a hockey club that operates in the Guard. I don't play, but there are people that are even older than I am that do play.
Oh, stop. You're young. You're just a child. You're a kid. Youthful as ever.
Yeah, you're too kind.
Well, let's get some information out there, Buzz. Again, it's on the 23rd, 3:20 p.m., Penobscot Ice Arena. That's, of course, on 90 Acme Road in Brewer. Tickets are $5, also a 50-50 drawing, and all kinds of ways that you can help out. And if people would like to support the cause but can't make it, that's okay, too. They can buy tickets or they can just make a donation.
That's right. That's right. Anybody that knows me, I've been collecting some donations already. And we have a lot of things planned. Evan has a lot of things that he hasn't talked about yet. He has offered my youngest son, at least Matthew, who plays the trombone.
Yes.
He's going to play the national anthem to open things up. And maybe my son John and my daughter Caitlin. I'm not really sure.
Ooh.
But at least Matthew. So that's what we can do to contribute.
That sounds great. So yeah, what have you got going on, Evan?
There's a couple other things in the works for this year, and like I said, it's all gears ahead because Tom was worried to be forgotten, and I think that's just ridiculous. Yeah. But you know, everybody has their fears, and we're just gonna crush that fear of his by making this a memorable year. But we have a little gift from the Boston Red Sox Foundation to be raffled off as well. So in his love for the Red Sox, still following through. And, you know, we have a little team calendar for heroes. I don't know how many people will want to see it, but it's going to be humorous, and it's in the humor spirit as well. I can't say we look like the firefighter calendars, but Monty Rand is shooting that for free as well. So
nice. There's
just a lot of people in the community helping out, and there are some things in the works this year. We'll say that.
Fantastic. Well, I like the sound of that. Well, rest assured that there's no way anybody who ever met Tommy Musso can forget him, and his memory is going to live on as long as people are around to tell the story and share memories of him. And what a great way this is, not only to honor Tom's memory, but to raise money for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Drop the puck on muscular dystrophy again. It's coming up a week from Saturday, the 23rd, over at the Penobscot Ice Arena, 3:20 in the afternoon, and the Heroes Hockey Club against the Maine Air Guard Hockey Club. Any advantage here? Can you break it down? Who's got the upper hand in this, Evan?
I don't know. We have some goal scorers on our team, but I can't pump the tires of the other team. But they do have a solid staff, so I think it's going to be a great game. And nonetheless, just a great afternoon for everybody, seeing our loved ones in the stands. And what a great – I don't care if we lose 10-0. This is just going to be a day I won't forget. So
everybody's a winner in this one.
That's right.
Sounds great. Well, thank you both so much for coming in. It's a great event. I hope people turn out. Hope you support it, even if you can't get there. The 23rd over at Penobscot Ice Arena. Drop the puck on muscular dystrophy. Help remember and help bring to it, I think, the spirit of Tommy, which was such a love of life and the people around him. And I think we'll see a lot of that in the stands on the 23rd.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you.
Couldn't have said it better.
Thank you so much, Mike and Evan, for being with us here on Downtown.